Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. We learned in the previous Mishnah, it says, Vashavoyselo, you have to return it to him in a way that it's good for him. If it's better for him to sell it and return the money, we do that. If not, we hold on to the animal. Although we said, you're not allowed to use the Aveda, the item that you found, you can't use it for your own personal benefit, but sometimes it's for the benefit of the item that it should be used. For example, Matzah Svarim. Someone found Svarim. Now remember, their Svarim were like our Megillus or Sifrei Torah. And you have to open it from time to time. It shouldn't get fashimelt. It shouldn't start to, like, have a bad smell or something. You want to get air into it. You want to roll it through and through. So Kariben, you can learn in the Svarim. I mean, once you're mechuyev to open it to get the air in, you may as well learn in it. Even though later on we're going to say by a beged, although it's good for the beged to hang it up and like shake it out, but you can't do it for your own honor. You can't hang it up in such a way where people are going to say, ooh, yes, nice clothes. But here it's different. Lemaisa, it's a mitzvah to learn in the sefer. And most people like it when you use their item for a mitzvah. So we assume the Bailam wouldn't mind. And therefore, once he has to open it, Kariben, he can learn in these Svarim, and he should do so Achas L'Shloishim Yom. Once every 30 days. Because that's how often you're supposed to roll these Svarim through that they shouldn't get, like, moldy. V'meni Yedei L'Kreis. Okay, if I know how to learn, if I know how to read, I could open it up and learn from it. What if I don't know how to read? So Gailans, just roll it through and through. From the beginning to the end, roll the whole thing through and through so air should get in, at least once every 30 days. Zakta Mishnah, and if you do know how to learn in it, there still are some restrictions. Aval bat lo yilmoid behen betchil. If you're chazering, that's okay. But it shouldn't be something that you never learned yet. Because if it's something you never learned yet, it's more likely there's going to be some damage to the sefer. Why? Some say you'll just keep it open for a much longer period of time until you figure out what you're learning. And I guess the longer it's open, the greater the chance something will go wrong. The greater the chance you'll spill your coffee on it or something. But basically, that's a Rashi holds. If you never learned the sugi yet, you know, it's going to be open for a much longer period of time. And if it's open for a longer period of time, there's a greater chance something will go wrong. That's how Rashi learns. The Ramban, he says, if you never learned before these psukim, so the chances are you're going to look, like hold on to it tighter, pull it to yourself, can we get a closer look, what is this? And we figure this out. You don't realize you may be doing more damage to the sefer. A very interesting halacha that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and it's based on a Ramban. This heter, that if you learned it already, you can use it, is only let's say, by Tanakh, where you're just reading the Psukim. But Gemara, just the opposite. The more you learn it, the more you're ma'ayin in it. The more you learn it, the deeper you understand. Like Chazal say, you can't compare someone who learned it 100 times to someone who learned it 101 times. So it doesn't help that I learned it already, just the opposite. The more you learn it, the more exciting it gets, if you're learning properly. The more you chazer it, the more geschmack, and you say, what does this word in Rashi mean? What does this word in Taisus mean? And therefore, even if you learned it already, there's still a chance you may do damage to it. Vayter Zakta Mishnah, in addition to the fact that you shouldn't learn with it if you never learned this inyan beforehand, or these psukim beforehand, v'lo yikra achar imay, don't learn with the chavrusa. Because if two people are learning together, one pulls it his way. Let me just see that. The other pulls it. No, let me check that out. And then it rips. Really, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Are we talking about mamish chavrusa? They're both learning the same thing, or each one is looking at something else? Some say if each one is looking at something else, that's when you have this chance. Let me see that, and then it rips. But if they're both learning the same thing, they're not. There are different shitas about this. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Matzah Kisos. Someone finds, let's say, a woolen sweater. If you leave it like that folded, it's not good. So therefore, minara, you have to like shake it out with your hands. Achas l'shloshim yom, once every 30 days. Not more than that. But once every 30 days, you like shake it with your hands. V'shoitcha, and you spread the beged, spread it out over a bed. You want air to get into it, so the moths don't get a hold of it. But when you do this, you have to be careful that it's litzarcha, only for the purpose of the beged. Avloi l'chvoidoi, not for his own honor. Ooh, I have some rich guests coming, you know. Let me put this here over the bed, or the mita. Sometimes they would eat over these like low tables. And these guests will say, wow, he has chashuv clothes. Now, Lamaisa, why can't I do that? After all, it's good for the Beggin. And the answer is, because you're doing it for your own kavod, you're going to leave it there a lot longer than under normal circumstances. And if it's left longer, then again, there's a chance that something's going to go wrong. You know, again, like we said before, for example, someone will spill his coffee on it. Vayitra zakta mishnah. Kli kesef u kli nechayshes. Silver or copper kelim. If you don't use them, they also. They begin to develop like a rust. So mishtamish ben litzarchen. You can use them from time to time so that it doesn't rust or rot. Now, part of the problem, says the Vatanura, is that you're supposed to put them into the ground. That's the right way to guard it. And the ground, if you leave it there for a while without using it, it's not going to be good. The Gemara also says that by silver kelim, you can use it just with cold water, not with hot water, because the hot kind of blackens the silver. But by copper kelim, you can use it either with hot or with cold, as long as you don't use it directly on the fire, because the fire can start melting the kelim down a little bit. So use it, but use it sparingly. Avolah, you shouldn't use it in such a way, l'shoichekan, that it's going to start ebbing away at the kelim. That's silver or copper kelim. However, kleizav, gold kelim, they never rot. Uklei schuchis, or glass kelim, that can easily break if you use it. So it doesn't help me that it's good for the keli to use it if I'm holding it and it falls down and cracks into pieces. It's not worth it. We'd much rather just keep it where it is. So both in the case of the kli kesef and the kli zav, the Mishnah concludes, lo yigabehen, just don't touch them, achi aviliyo. Hopefully the bayon will come at any time. Of course you have to put them away in a very safe place. Now let's go back to the pasuk for a moment. The pasuk says again, kapitel chav beis pasuk aleph parshas ki seitzei lo yisides sharechichol yesesei nidachim veheisalam tamem. So the pasuk shad is, you shouldn't see the shar seh of your friend getting lost and look away. So even though it says and look away, but it goes on the lo, don't see it get lost and look away. In other words, you shouldn't look away. But still, because the pasuk expresses it this way, so the Gemara dashes veheisalam to, there are times that you can look away or should look away. And that would be a case of zakein ve'en lefich vayde. Let's see, he's an adam chashev. And he finds the kinds of things that normally chashev people don't carry on the street. Let's say matzah chashev, a person finds sack, a kupa, sack or a box. You're not going to see a big Rosh Hashiva walking down the street holding a box. It's not the derech of him to carry. Even if it was his own, he wouldn't be carrying it. So reza lo yitel, he's not mechuyev to take it and to return it. However, the Rambam says, one that is hoylich b'derech ha-toyva ha-yoshan, he does lefnim mishuras adin, he will return an aveda, even though it is not lefi chavoydai. And that's a machloikis in the Rishayim. The Mechaber paskins and simen reish samach gimel, like the Rambam. You don't have to, but if you want to, you could. But the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says, no, there's the covet of the Torah over here, and he cannot be mevater on it. He wants to lefnim mishuras adin? Okay, you know what you can do? You can pay the Baal Aveda for the Aveda. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, if you find Svarim, roll it through. Their Svarim were like our Sifrei Torah, once every 30 days, and you can learn in it. Or read the Psukim. If you don't know how, then just roll it through. But if you never learned this before, then don't. Because then you're going to keep it open for a longer time. The likelihood of something going wrong is Shayach. And the way some of the Shainim learn, you know, it could be you'll get more involved in it, and you'll kvetch it, pull it, rip it. We mention that the Ramban holds, this is by Tanakh, by Gemara, the more you learn it, the more you get involved in it. So it doesn't help that you learned it already. We learned that you shouldn't learn with someone else because that person's going to pull it his way, you're going to pull it your way. We also said there's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether they're both learning together, they're learning separate things. When the Rambam learns the Gemara, they're learning two separate things, then it's okay. If they're learning the same thing, then each one's going to pull it a little bit to his side, then it may rip. We said if you find clothes, you should shake it out once every 30 days. Spread it over a bed, that's good for the clothes, but only for the purpose of the clothes, not for his own covet. Don't try to show off with this, because then you're going to keep it there a little bit longer. We said silver kelim and copper kelim, you can use it because it's necessary to use them. They shouldn't get rotten, but not to the point where you're using it so much that it could start ebbing away at the keli. Gold kelim or glass kelim should not be touched at all until Eliyahu Navi comes. If you find something where it's not the derech of a chash of a person to take, he doesn't have to take it. And according to some Rishayim, he should not take it.